Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take our poll question right on the homepage. We ask you a question every week, a different one. And when you click your answer, you will be able to see how the poll is going so far instantaneously. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Lots and lots of other stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's all free. Just show up and hang out with us. Use our stuff to your advantage. Eva Rosenberg has been depositing her wisdom with us for now almost, actually over 12 and a half years. And we've been working with her. She's been a great resource for us. She's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. She's one of the top tax experts for small business on the planet. And Eva, we were talking in the previous segment about making sure that you filed even if you don't have the money. So, okay, now we've done that. We filed our taxes. We didn't have the money to pay our taxes. I have been there. I have been in my life. I've been where, and as a business owner, I've been where I filed my tax return, but I didn't have the money. And I want you to, and folks, you just work through it. There's some things you can do. And Eva, talk to us about that.
Well, okay. The first thing that you can do, and the easiest thing that you can do, is to set up an installment agreement with IRS.
Yep.
And that's what
I've done. I've done that in the past.
You've done that in the past.
Yep.
And you broke it up into less than a year. You
yep.
paid the payments.
Yep.
And the trick about that is there is a fee. And if you have the money taken automatically out of your bank account or out of your paycheck, then IRS will reduce the fee.
That's exactly what I've done. That's what we did in the past.
Yeah, so it costs a lot less. The only problem with that is if you default, IRS will attach your bank account or your paycheck.
Yeah, you can. No, once you set that up, folks, you are committed.
Yeah, so don't default, because
yeah.
if you default, not only will they do that, when you want to reinstate your agreement, they're going to charge you the fee again.
That's the reason why you want to have it on a draft, so it doesn't accidentally not get paid.
Yeah, the other alternative to that, because I owed some money this year, we didn't get our bookkeeping done for the corporation until last September, until a couple of months ago.
The cobbler's children has no shoes.
Exactly. So I had underestimated what I thought our profit was, which is, I guess, a good thing, as you say.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
A high-class problem.
Yes. So I, instead of going on an installment agreement and leaving myself at the mercy of IRS, I put it on a credit card.
Yeah, you can do that.
So you can put the balance due on a credit card, pick up your mileage points and all that other kind of nonsense, and be beholden to the credit card company instead of IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's alternative two. Now, supposing you had all those great...
By the way, can I stop you for a second?
Yes.
If you work out a payment plan with the IRS, it's a plan that they have available. But,
you can do it automatically online.
But if they, but sometimes they will, as I remember, they tried to balk a little bit. They tried to maybe, argue with you just a little bit.
Well, no.
Just to get you to go some. Just to get you to write the check from somewhere else.
No.
They did that.
If the balance due is under $10,000, they will automatically approve it.
Okay, but if it's over ten.
If it's under $25,000, again, if it's under 10 and you're paying it off in a couple of years, they'll automatically approve it. If it's under 25 and you're paying it off in less than 5 years, they'll pretty much automatically approve it.
Yeah.
If it's over 25, then they will have to approve it. You're going to provide a whole bunch of paperwork to prove what you're available money is to make the
main thing I remember, and the only reason I'm bringing it up, Eva, they argued with us a little bit, and the only reason I'm pointing it out is they just argued, we argued back, and they got over. They dropped off. I mean, they didn't. My point is if they put up a little bluster, folks, and Eva knows the numbers, but regardless, if you get a little bluster from them, Just bluster right back and tell them this is what you want to do, and they'll do it.
Yeah, as long as the payment plan that you set up will pay off the balance due within less than 10 years, and your current...
They'll extend it for 10 years?
Yes.
Wow.
You have to be current on this year's taxes.
Right.
If you aren't current with current estimated payments, they're going to turn you down flat.
Right, because we paid ours off in a year.
Yeah. And you know that, and that's not a problem.
Yeah.
IRS has 10 years to collect. If they don't collect within 10 years,
barring
some other things, you know, they can't collect.
Yeah.
So they want that money.
What are some other ways of paying the IRS off?
Okay, supposing things have gotten really bad and you just don't have enough money, but you're earning money, you're making a living, and so forth. There is money available. You can do an offer in compromise.
Mm-hmm.
It's complicated. It's expensive. You will get turned down, probably, if you're trying to do this yourself, you're going to get turned down.
This is where you're trying to get them to go from 10 to 5 or 4 or 3 or something like that.
Yeah, this is where you're trying to get it to go from 50.
You're trying to get them to cut
something.
The taxes, give you a break on the taxes.
Yeah. And there are people advertising, like, in the middle of the night.
Right.
And as of tomorrow... According to the Federal Trade Commission, those companies who charge you $3,000 to $5,000 can't accept a retainer from you anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's going to change the whole face of the
industry.
That
is going to change. But offering compromise is, folks, as I remember helping someone else with this once, a client when I was at my consulting company, Eva, you know, you've got to tell them, you got to give them all of your financial records. They have to know everything about you, and then they have to approve it. And it's, as she says, it's a long process, but it might save you some money, so consider it. We got to, when we come back, I want Eva to talk to us about some, what she calls some silly tax laws that are still in the books. Tin Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.